game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible! I need you.
All right, getting live.
Slim, do you realize how hard it is to do a one-person podcast? And on Valentine's Day, I'll have you know.
Yeah, I have absolutely no idea how to do that, what it entails. Nothing.
It just is me talking. You want to know what the hardest part is? Having the dumbest old iPad imaginable. I like got the thing froze and I was trying to pull up a player stats. I had no one to like vamp for me while I pulled it up.
I mean, did you have like an argument with yourself and then like, you know, talk about yourself in the third person?
It didn't quite get that bad, but it might have gotten close.
I mean, bad? That's not bad.
No, it was, we had a good time, me, myself, and JB.
I have no doubt. I saw some of the comments. Apparently there was a couple four-letter words.
I may have bombed it once or twice. I don't really remember. The censor police haven't come at me. I haven't gotten a sternly written letter from the FAA or anything.
Okay. FAA? That's the flying one, right?
Oh, wait. What do I want? I want the... I think you're right. I think I got confused. Did you see that Harrison Ford landed his plane at the wrong part of the airport? He landed it on the taxiway instead of the runway he was supposed to land on. So he almost ran straight into a jet plane.
Yeah, that's kind of amazing that it didn't end in a fireball.
He's apparently supposed to be a really good pilot, but you know his planes are just straight up hotboxed.
Harrison Ford? I mean, yeah. They have, like, skis attached to them, right?
Yeah. And they better have one of those inflatable boats in case there's an accident, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just picturing the intro to, what's it called? Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Temple of Doom, I think, is the one I'm going for. Yeah. How's your Valentine's Day, Slim?
I mean, it was good. Yeah, can't complain.
Did you go out to dinner? Did you make dinner?
No, I'm fortunate enough that that doesn't have to happen.
Well, you didn't eat
dinner? Yeah, I made dinner. I cooked some steak and potatoes. That was the request.
Ooh, nice. I took the wife out to dinner. It was fine. You know, it's a lot of people.
Yeah, it gets pretty busy, though.
It gets busy and pricey, but it was nice, you know, take the lady out. I didn't watch any NBA yesterday. I was a good husband. I think it's the first time all season I haven't watched any NBA today.
Okay. I feel like you're just saying that, though. I feel like you probably went to the bathroom sometime, took your phone with you. Good half hour.
Let me put it this way. It's the first day, I think, that I didn't watch any NBA and only checked the scores right when I got in bed.
Okay. As long as you checked the 30-point challenge first.
I did. I checked that right before I went to bed. It did not go in either of our ways, but
it's close.
And we got a commenter right tied with you, both half point down for me. It's going to be a photo finish. So on today's show, we've got the dreaded inevitable news about Kevin Love. That was awful, but we kind of knew it was coming. Fun little trade to break down, also impacting the top teams in the East. Then some other notes from the past couple days. Preview tonight's games with our 30-point challenge picks, as mentioned, getting close. And then wrap up the week at the movies.
Y'all ready for this?
Slim, are you ready for me to rant? Because it's very, very unsettling when you trade away a guy who tears an ACL for a guy who has to have a knee surgery 5 days later.
it's a dynasty. Maybe you can still get something.
I don't know. I'm putting out some feelers. Some offers have been discussed. But yes, I traded Zach LaVine and Ariel, if you missed that one, for Kevin Love. I mean, there are other pieces involved. It still wasn't the worst thing in the world.
No, the worst part is that you gave away Beasley because he wasn't getting any minutes.
I know, because Beasley was going to be my drop, and then Jabari Parker tears his ACL, and now Beasley looks awesome.
Yeah, that's, you know, I mean, we're not past the trade deadline. You still got your moves to go.
Yeah, it's not been a good past week for knees, that's for sure.
In a redraft, though, yeah, you're, yeah, go pick up Channing Frye, I guess, and pray.
Yeah. Do you think Channing Frye, Pete, I was surprised that Peter said in his daily notes he thinks Frye's a must-own. I'm not quite going that far, but
should be pretty good. What did he get so far? 30-something the other night?
Yeah,
11 minutes to 33 minutes. I'll take the under on 33 minutes.
Sure, but I think he could get... I was going to say 30 minutes. I don't even know if he's going to do that.
That feels high to me. I don't know why. I just don't know if he can handle that.
I mean, I feel
like... He hasn't played very much in the past, what, 3 years? 4 years?
They'll just put Derek Williams in for, you know, extra minutes if it's looking like a blowout either way.
Yeah, I mean, 33? Adding that up right? Okay. No, I'll go about 26. 26 is my number.
Okay, so you think the 21 points, 10 rebounds, 2 blocks against the Wolves is going to be one of his, with 4 threes, is going to be one of his best games of the year?
Yeah, probably.
Not going to be a trend.
He'll probably be a decent streamer.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, he'll get rebounds. All right, I'm going to compare him to some other people, but I'm going to do it later in the show. So we'll compare them as we go. So yeah, if you have Kevin Love, drop him in redraft, dynasty, kind of wait and see. The big trade, the Magic trade Serge Ibaka, and they get Terrence Ross and a first-round pick, which is a Raptors first-round pick, so probably not going to be that good of one. I love that Roto-World broke down what the Magic have done in trades with this situation. Did you see this?
Yeah, this is is not good front office work.
When you put them both together, it's the Magic trade away Victor Oladipo, Domantas Sabonis, Ersan Ilyasova, and Ibaka. And what they get back is Terrence Ross and a late 2017 first round pick.
Okay.
That doesn't seem like a good trade.
There's a lot of money involved there. You know, Ibaka's a big contract. Oladipo's a big contract. You know, there's a lot of money saved here. It's not quite player for player.
Okay. I mean, I guess that's a good point. So, anyway, fantasy impact. Ibaka to the Raptors. Value up, down, the same.
The only one that jumps out to me is Powell.
Yeah. So you think, well, sticking with Ibaka, you think he'll be okay?
Sure. OKC, probably at best.
Okay.
Shots are going down. He's not going to have as many shots.
A few less shots. Should get some block. Is he going to work next to Valanciunas? Oh, I guess he's such a perimeter
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, I'm sure he will, but what happens down the stretch, you know. This could take a couple minutes away from Valanciunas, sure.
Yeah. So yeah, Norman Powell we talked about him being kind of more of the waiting in the wings versus the sixth man. Well, now with Terrence Ross traded, maybe he's pressed into that sixth man role. What do you think of, would you add Powell in 12ers? I don't know. I'm just not that. I
can't quite do a 12er.
Yeah.
If I just knew he was going to get his minutes plus Ross's minutes, man, maybe, because you're talking almost 30 now. Ross was playing some decent minutes.
I don't see that happening, though.
Ross was at 22 minutes.
I mean, Powell was at 17, but all of that is these big chunks when he starts.
Every start when there's an injury.
Yeah. Well, his first game with Ross gone, 18 minutes, 13 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. It was pretty good, but I don't know. I think in a 12ers, you're going to do better.
You know, you like the field goal percent. That's kind of the nicest part about it. Yeah, I'm looking at the per 36s. It's 15.2, 4.2, 2.2, 1.5 steals, almost half a block, 1.7 turnovers. I don't know what, 456 field goal, 780 free throw. You know, it's what you expect a wing to do, 1.5 threes or so.
I mean, it's a good wing. You know, he's a good player. get him in a starting position, he'll do great. But I don't know in a backup role if there's enough there.
He's not the great three-point shooter that Ross is, so it's not quite. I don't think he'll be taking Ross's threes. I hope he does. I guess Ibaka's probably going to be taking some of those because they didn't really play with a power forward. What was it? Eggnog was the last power forward they were using?
Yeah, Patrick Patterson. Some pit-pat. He can hit some threes.
I thought he was out. Is he playing?
Yeah, he's out still now, but I'm just saying earlier. But, anyway. To the Magic side. Terrence Ross, do you care?
Valley about the same? Well, yeah, I think so. I think... I don't think we're going to see Biyombo and I can't remember his name.
Vucevic.
There you go. I don't think they'll be playing a whole lot together still.
Yeah, Vogel said he wants to play some more smaller lineups. So that might mean Aaron Gordon to the four.
Yeah, natural position. I think we'll see rebounds come up. We'll see D-stats come up. Just far more natural position. He'll be able to outwork and he'll be so much faster than a lot of power forwards.
So Aaron's
going to work. Plus, they can't guard him out on the perimeter like the small forwards were.
That's true. I think that might.
I like it quite a bit.
You think his arrow's pointing up? Fry versus Gordon rest of the season. Is that even close?
Oh, I'll take Gordon.
I guess it could be kind of close. What about Jeff Green? Any opening of minutes there?
What was he getting? He's getting too many as it was, right?
It's all over the place.
22. Almost top 100? What is going on?
I know. He's had a decent deep league season. It's just the ups and downs keep him off the standard league radar. But
2% in low turnovers. He's basically been Jermichael Green.
Really? I didn't think... Well, maybe minus the rebounds, right? Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah.
But...
I don't know. His field goal percentage... Oh, I was looking at the wrong guy. Too many Jay Greens, dang it.
Did you just look at Jermichael Green's stats and then think, wait, this looks like a lot like Jermichael Green?
Yeah, yeah. That reminded me of him for some reason.
Too many Jay Greens, agree. All right, moving along. News came out that Ben Simmons might not play this year.
Shocking. Shocking, I say. You mean he might go with, what, the way Noel went and the way Embiid went?
I know. Well, I feel like I had to tell people not to draft or hold him. But
no, he's only there if you have, you know, the INJ spot with absolutely no one else worth holding on to.
Like you
need so yeah, it's yeah, Yahoo has him at 41% owned. That's crazy.
I know. It's out of you'd rather have Love in an INJ than Simmons, right?
I guess. Yeah, he's probably got a better chance of helping.
Okay. I agree there. what did you say?
I mean, Love is not going to help.
I know.
Don't have enough time left.
Did you see LeBron's assist to Derek Williams between Andrew Wiggins' legs? It was unbelievable.
No.
Check out the Daily Notes. Can you pull it up while you're podcasting?
Probably. I have a computer here.
All right. Well, while you do that, I'll vamp. I want to talk less about LeBron. He's playing fine. But Andrew Wiggins, getting some steals lately, some blocks lately, having passes go through his legs lately. Other than that happening, had a big, pretty good game against the Cavs, the team drafting him. 41 points, 4 threes, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal with no turnovers. The D stats overall in the season are still down, but... got his field goal percentage up to a career high now. Threes at a career high. Any chance we're going to hop back on this Wiggins bandwagon?
Ooh, like how much?
Is he going to be a top 50 pick next year?
He was preseason 44 this year.
Well, that was Yahoo's fallacy.
A fallacy? Okay. I mean, yeah, the free throw percent, that needs to be good. Field goal percent has climbed. Yeah, I will.
All right, let me look.
Maybe you can never expect the 1.5-1, but, you know, if he can give me 1-2 and keep it over a half a block, yeah, okay, fine.
In February, he's at 27.8 points. This is in 8 games. He's hitting 10.6 field goals a game at 51%, hitting 1.6 threes a game, shooting 84.8% at the free throw line with 1.4 steals and 0.4 blocks. He is blowing up right now.
Is there a connection, though?
Might be, but I mean, the offensive numbers, yeah, but do you think he just needs even more offense to be have his head on straight for defense?
That makes no sense.
Does the spacing of Brandon Rush help the difference of spacing of Zach LaVine and give him more room to make shots?
No. I guess it's possible that, yeah, I like the uptick in threes, actually. But I guess it's possible that it's he's playing more offense and more in part of the game, that, yeah, he actually is more into the game. Mm-hmm. That's possible, sure. And someone his age, he shouldn't need that, though.
Yeah, well, that was...
I guess that was always the knock, that he just, disappears for so long.
It's kind of complacent, yeah.
So if you're constantly giving him the ball and don't let him do that, maybe it does translate to both sides of the court.
Mm. All right. Did you find the play, the GIF?
Yep.
That was ridiculous and kind of dumb.
Looks so lucky.
It kind of does.
Look away too, but yeah. Okay.
I like that pass.
Yeah, he probably didn't even know that. He probably thought he was throwing it in front of Wiggins or something.
Yeah, and it just happened to go between his legs. The Lakers, they are awful. Luke Walton is annoying. He's turning into a Skiles. I mean, maybe not that bad, but bench Julius Randle and D'Angelo Russell down the stretch. The other night for the Lakers, Zubac's not getting consistent minutes. There is a report that they're shopping Lou Williams as hard as they can, which is a shocker. But
yeah, they should be.
Any thoughts on what Walton's going to do?
No, I'm guessing the plus minus for the second unit was like probably 20 plus points higher.
I didn't look at it, but yeah, I know Lou Williams helped him kind of come back. So.
Yeah. I mean, he always does. He gets his.
Yeah.
They want to play young eventually, not Nick Young, but. Young.
You can see where people got confused, though.
Yeah, I mean, they are playing Nick Young, so he actually led the team in minutes that night. I think eventually they'll give him as much minutes, everybody, the youngsters, as much minutes as they can.
There you go. Add the stirs to it.
I mean, so, Dang's going to can't really take too many more minutes away from him. Nick Young should lose minutes. I mean, Mozgov is... Didn't he get a DNP coach's decision the other day?
Yeah.
Healthy scratch?
Yeah.
I think he's getting paid more than...
He's getting paid more than Monta Ellis! Oh, we're bringing that back. Hey, Monta Ellis has been a good find for me in a cheap REL deal the past week.
Yeah. His minutes have been better. Yeah. Efficiency's gone up a little bit recently too, right?
Yeah. He's just a back-end roster okay. filler.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm not looking to go back to him in a 12-er.
No, I don't
think
so.
He's available in all my 12-ers.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Some Sixers players. Saric and Noel are doing well. Rest of season, Channing Frye or Dario Saric?
Oh, man.
It's a good one, isn't
it? I hate
it?
The turnovers for Saric, but... Ilyasova should be traded. Yeah, I would take that gamble on Sart.
I kind of think I would, too. Last game, 18 points. This is before last night, but 18 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists and a block.
A bit of a scoring binge recently.
Yeah, it's looking good. Hitting some threes, making his free throws. Turnovers are a little too high, yeah, but chipping in some D stats. I streamed him a little bit ago. Maybe like a week or two ago, and I've just been lucky to keep having him, even though I've kind of shat on his game a little bit.
Yeah, he's been owned in most of my leagues for a little while now. He gets his duds, 27 minutes of 1-for-9, 4 points, 4 rebounds, a couple of turnovers.
That suffocating Miami defense.
Hey, that was during the run.
I know. Oh, then the run ended with a loss to to Philly, and then didn't they lose to like someone else terrible right after that?
Yeah, I think the papers had something like a streak to slump or something along those lines.
Yeah, it flipped really quick. Noel, I mean, you're owning Noel now, but say Okafor isn't traded and Embiid is back fine. Are you holding on to Noel?
Can he survive with 22 minutes, I guess, is the question?
I don't know.
You know, I probably would hold on to him, and probably I'd hold on to him right until that either it completely falls apart, which probably won't happen. It'll probably still be okay in his 20 to 25 minutes. But, you know, once the playoffs come, and if you need to stream him out because he's not doing it, then do it. But, you know, I'd hold on to him till then, at least.
All right. Another trade deadline was, or conversation right now, is Reggie Jackson being shopped. His minutes have been weird lately. Stan Van Doghouse.
He's in a nasty slump. And he can't shoot at all right now.
Then he got 31 minutes again the other night, so that was good to see. Would you spec add Ish Smith anywhere?
I don't really trust it. I think if they lost him, they'd get a point guard back. There's been a couple of teams rumored, right?
Yeah, Rubio's been one of the big ones.
Yeah, Orlando, so it would probably take Elford to get him. And then New Orleans. I don't know why he'd go to New Orleans. They're not looking to move Drew, I don't think.
Move Drew back, Drew and Archax as combo guards? That'd be kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't really get that. I mean, Reggie's capable, but that's not... He's not going to be happy about that. He was pretty unhappy being that in OKC.
Yeah, I remember. You mentioned earlier Michael Beasley. Beasley or Channing Frye, rest of the season?
I'll take Frye. I actually streamed Teletovic in a game that he got those threes. That was kind of nice.
How many threes did he get?
A bunch. Five, maybe?
That's pretty good. That's why you threw Agnoff, right?
Yeah, I mean, he was atrocious after that, but he got me my... Yeah, five threes, 19 points in 17 minutes.
So yeah, that was a good stream. Sticking with the Bucks, have you seen what Greg Monroe's done again? He's really coming back. The Moose. I almost Googled Greg Moose.
Okay. This seems eerily similar to what we'd expect out of him.
Well, I mean, he went to nothing. And then now Henson's barely playing again. They're starting Thon Maker.
Yeah.
And then
these minutes are terrible, though.
Well, overall, yeah. But the last two have been good, and they've made a change.
Last two, okay.
Well, they've made a change at center again, but it's Jason Kidd. I know. They're probably going to change it yet again another round.
I mean, but it's two wins with him getting minutes, so you got that to look forward to.
Eh.
It was mostly losses with him not getting minutes.
Shocker. Don't play the best center out of your crappy mix of centers.
I'm feeling bad for Milwaukee. They've had it rough.
Yeah. Not been a good run for those guys. There's always the Brewers, right?
I mean, maybe in 20 years. Are they taking the Astros path to success? Are you going to have one of those $20 million rosters?
Yeah, probably. They have no one expensive except for Braun.
Okay, yeah, that's the way I'd do it if I was up there.
Yeah.
I heard a rumor the Marlins were finally getting sold, or at least might be.
I'm pretty sure they have already officially been, right?
Oh, okay. Well, I don't pay that close of attention, but...
Pretty sure it's official.
Yeah, well, now that, you know, Lori is gone, I can actually root for the team again.
Well, the thing was that it was bought by an unknown, wealthy New York... real estate mogul. So then everyone was saying, Donald Trump bought the Marlins.
No, I mean, the rumor was actually Ivanka's husband.
That was one too?
Yeah, no, that was a real rumor, sure.
Wait. Now you're confusing me. You're saying the same thing I said. We have a Jermichael Green issue again.
Do we?
Yeah, just Ivanka's husband's the same as the president, right? Unless it's a different Ivanka husband. Does Ivanka have several husbands?
I think you might be confusing Ivanka and Ivana.
Oh, wait, what's the difference?
Daughter and mother?
Wait, now I'm confused. Wait, what are the dot? Oh, that's maybe why I keep getting confused when I see those names. There's the mother named the daughter like one letter different?
Yes.
Oh my god. Ugh, now I'm more frustrated. Let's get off this topic. You want to know what I get to do again to cheer me up? McCall! McCall!
Yeah, it took a while.
I know. It took a while and Klay Thompson's sore heel, but 19 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 8 of 13 shooting. McCall!
In a 22-point loss to Denver.
I know, but oh my god. All right, that segues nicely into our new segment called the J-Nuggets.
Okay, got a bunch of players whose names start with...
They start with F. Do I say J Nuggets or should I call the segment J Nuggets?
Oh yeah. I don't know. I think we're gonna need a ruling on that.
All right, let's start with the one that came out of nowhere. Your boy. Oh, do you regret trading your Hernan Gomez's?
Well, I got one back.
That's true. You did get Willie back. But the Wancho, 43 minutes in that big win against Golden State, as you mentioned, won by 22. 9 of 17 from the field, 6 threes, 27 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. We'll see how they do the minutes last night. But, man, upside.
Yeah. Per 36s are 13, 8.6 rebounds, 1.9 threes, 1.2 steals, 0.9 blocks, only one turnover. Yep.
Yeah, so he was good. Jameer Nelson lately, must own. Right?
I mean, this seems to fluctuate.
Well, Moutier's getting shopped, his back's messed up.
Oh, well, I mean, I wouldn't go must-own for Jameer Nelson. He's had plenty of 30-minute games that were near useless.
Oh, well, he was 23 points, 3 rebounds, 7 assists in that game with 5 threes, so he looked good. Another nugget. Jamal Murray, 23 minutes off the bench, 14 points, 4 assists, 2 threes. I think he's clearly their point guard of the future, right?
Is he a point guard?
I think so. He's going to be one of those shooting
points. It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting. I worry he's a Brandon Knight type of point guard.
Maybe. Well, the biggest J nugget of all is obviously the big man.
Gary Harris, huh?
No, I was going to go the big man, the rock in the center, the Johnny O'Brien.
Oh. He's on the wow. They do have a lot of players with Jay, huh?
I know, it's weird. But that's why I think Jamal Murray is going to work, because next to Jokic, who is a usage whore, getting 12 assists a game, you know, it fits to have a shooting type point guard.
I mean, it doesn't hurt. Sure. If you're going to run that through Jokic, then yeah, okay.
Yeah, his line that game was unbelievable. 17 points, 21 rebounds, 12 assists for a big triple-double, 2 steals. Does have 5 turnovers, but when you're the point center, you're going to get turnovers.
Jokic. But, you know, all these things still look way better than they actually are. You know, since coming back, he's got, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 steals in 6 games, 2 blocks in those 6 games. 5, 10, 15, 21 turnovers in those 6 games.
Oh, the turnovers are bad. I know, but
I mean, it's this is good times for what's his name? Now playing in or not playing in Minnesota.
What?
Who's playing for LaVine?
Brandon Rush?
No, the other one. The guy they just picked up. I should know his name. I really should.
Not Lance Stevenson.
There we go. Yeah, Jokic is doing a very good Lance Stevenson right now.
Yeah, I could see that. Maybe, you know, the rebounds, obviously. I mean, he scores at such a good percent. I don't know. All right, next season, 9-category league. What's your draft order of
Jokic? Give me Lance. Oh, what?
Lance Stevenson, Jokic. No. what is your draft order of Jokic, Goose, and Miles Turner?
I still have Goose and Turner ahead.
Interesting.
D stats. Love them D stats. And since they shoot threes, you know, I'll go Turner, Goose, then Jokic. Hmm. I'll go Turner and Goose probably mid-second, with Jokic maybe mid-third.
Mid-third for Jokic? Hmm.
Yeah, you got to get your D stats early if you have Jokic.
Yeah, that's true. Hmm. Oh, well, some food for thought for next year.
I mean, if you want to punt blocks, then yeah, his value goes way up.
Okay. And then your last Jnugget, which is, he's now a former Jnugget. He's a Jablazer. What did you think of the Nurkic trade? I know I talked about it for a minute on the solo podcast, but you like him there? Do you think he's going to get enough minutes? More sure. of a stash?
You know, they're also talking about trying to move Ed Davis and the injured guy.
Evan Turner?
Festus.
Oh, you're talking.
Well, they have like no bigs. They really have nothing.
Yeah, they had to start Myers Leonard against Dwight Howard, and it didn't go well. Shocker.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's shocking. So yeah, you got to imagine there's going to be some good minutes there. If he runs the same kind of role that Plumlee had, then yeah, he should be really good.
Who would you rather stash, Nurkic or Chris? You're in the playoffs. You're a first seed. It's locked in. Who are you stashing?
I'll take Nurkic, but we really don't know what's going to happen quite yet.
Okay. All right.
It's just I don't see what other options they have but to play him. I mean, start him and play him, what, 24, 26, basically no matter what?
Yeah, I don't see why not. Okay. I
love the trade for them. I mean, they got Nurkic and a first round pick for Plumlee, who's now barely going to play.
I know, and a second rounder. So they move up their pick and get a younger, more upside center. I don't know what the Blazers were or the Nuggets were thinking.
Well, they were they had an unhappy person in their locker room, so maybe that was part of it.
Yeah, the Bosnian Bear was over here revenanting all the players. Mauling them left and right.
Oh, is that a verb?
I don't know. It turned it into something there. Just got an update here that Jeff Green is going to start last night. So, what do we got? CJ Watson, Evan Fournier, Aaron Gordon, Jeff Green, and Vucevic is that new Magic starting lineup.
Yeah, well, this won't last. We'll see some changes. Yeah, it's nice to see Gordon back, wasn't he? Hasn't he been out?
Not sure. I have not followed Jeff Green that much. I get him confused with J. Michael Green too much.
Ah, dang you.
I didn't mean that to come out of something.
Aaron Gordon did come back. Missed two games. Good.
Oh, you're talking about Aaron Gordon. There's my confusion. Yeah, he had like a little foot thing, but yeah, he's back.
No, Eric Gordon is still injured.
No, Eric Gordon? Oh my god, this is the worst! At least it's not like baseball where there's two different Chris Davises.
Oh, yeah, well. Yeah, well, okay. I'll give you, you know. No, probably a bad joke.
All right, looking at tonight's games, there's only two on the slate as we head into the All-Star weekend. We've got the Wizards at the Pacers and then the Celtics at the Bulls. You know, so the Bulls have been a little bit better, so both of these games might be decent.
Sure, sure. They could be competitive.
Yeah. So Washington's playing some unreal basketball right now. We'll see how they do against Indiana on the road. I can't really think of anything too specific else to talk about these games.
I mean, Boston's been rumoring a bunch of trades. There's a good chance they get something happen. They, you know, I mean, what they want, Melo, that kind of thing.
I don't see how that would. I mean, they're playing good basketball. What would be the point? I guess.
Yeah, to go over the top. I mean, right now, it's hard to. Well, I guess with Love down, Cleveland looks a lot more beatable.
I know. I don't know if they really need to change.
You know, Toronto got better.
True.
Washington is kind of unstoppable right now. I think everybody that's in the top, five, six teams should be making moves in the East.
Yeah.
It's winnable. It's definitely winnable.
Yeah, it's definitely more open now, that's for sure. Taking a look at the top 10 scorers, Westbrook, Isaiah, Harden, Cousins, Brown, DeRozan, Lillard, Kawhi, Kevin Durant, LeBron James. Who does that impact? Only Isaiah, right?
Yep.
So, you won! And, oh my god, Slim, are you ready for this? This is huge news.
Yes, I'm prepared.
I updated the board before the podcast! Oh, doesn't that feel... So we could actually do an update. So I've got 9, you've got 8.5.
Someone was bored at work.
Don't tell people that. People at work might hear this. Slim has 8.5. Connor, leading the commenters, tied Slim with 8.5. Lissandro was 7. The Gintern... Is it Gintern or Gintern? How would you pronounce that? Gintern.
I'm gonna go with the hard G.
The gin turn. Is that how you do it, hard G?
I was thinking gin. But...
The gin turn. What is the G intern? He's the G.
Okay, maybe,
of all the
maybe.
Interns at 6.5. So, although Lissandro, I think, had a point in controversy. I need to look this back up. I think I sent it to you in Daily Notes once. We'll discuss this again down the road. I think he tried to change his pick either after the game started or something interesting happened. I don't know. Controversy, Lissandro, but we'll get to the bottom of it. Slim, you got the last point with Giannis's 41. You go first tonight.
Yeah, I mean, Paul George is still out of it.
He's all the way down at 21st, and he went on a run of 30-plus points in a few games. I'm surprised he's still down that far.
Yeah, Washington's a tough matchup, but yeah, I think that's the route I want to go. I don't want Wall against Zeke.
Man, that's the one I wanted to. Can't go Isaiah, could maybe go Jimmy Butler. He's off a really cold shooting night. What else is there even to pick from?
Markeith, he's giving me 25 a night.
Maybe. And Thaddeus is still out. So they're playing Seraphin and stuff. Nah.
White hit 30.
I'm not gonna overthink it too much. I'll just go Jimmy Butler and hope for the best.
Yep. Hope he plays.
Didn't he play the last one?
Yeah, but he's hurting.
Yeah, let me double check that, because I don't want to be ooh, give me Paul Zipser if he doesn't make it, like you did with Ingles, although Zipser's hurt too. Man, that team is hurt.
Wade is still out.
Yeah. Apparently Hoiberg thought Jimmy looked good.
I hope so. He went to the free throw line 19 times.
He might get rested before it. Oh, that doesn't make me feel any better, Slim! Is Dwayne Wade kind of healthy? Isn't he? He has a wrist thing. Who is this team going to play?
Where's MCW? He's going to score 30.
Oh, my God. He's going to get 30 turnovers before he scores 30 points. I'll stick with Jimmy Butler and hope for the best.
All right.
So there you go. There's our 30-point challenge picks. Be sure to submit them. It's the last time before the All-Star game. Remember one year we did an All-Star Game 30-point challenge? Should we do that again?
Yeah. It could be anybody, sure.
All right, well, we got to do that now then. I got to pull up the All-Star rosters. Although I can kind of imagine who's in it. Can I pick?
Give me the center for Golden State. He's on there, right?
Zaza Pachulia. locked in stone, you took your hand off the chess piece. It's in there.
Oh, that's so bad. Do we have all the rosters?
I imagine so. This is how much we pay attention to the.
Yeah, looks like it. Got something here.
Yeah, I'm pulling something up here too. All right, you wait. Do I get to go first since you just picked the other one first, or do you get to go first again?
No, go ahead.
All right, I'm going Brow in the hometown.
Ah, yep, that's a good one. You usually go that direction.
Yep.
So that means I should probably stay in the East. Who wants to go off in the East? Butler is probably going to defer.
Kevin Love's one of the reserves in the East. You go that direction.
Yeah, no, you know, it's give me Giannis.
Ooh, interesting.
What is he, their starting center?
It's listed as, whatever I'm looking at, they have point guard, shooting guard, small forward as the starters, so I guess the center.
Yeah, Anthony Davis, one of those has to cover Brow. Yikes.
Yeah, Brow versus Giannis, that's a fun matchup.
Yeah, okay, I'll take that. That sounds good.
All right, so be sure to make your 30-point challenge picks for both tonight's games and the All-Star game. So we're doing a whole contest because we're not doing a podcast again until the All-Star game's over. So,
and obviously the All-Star game can be anybody, irregardless of...
Yeah, irregardless of points. Anyone in the game who scores 30 points will get you a point. So there you have it. There's our points there, or 30-point picks, I should say there. I think I over-guaranteed myself. Taking a look at the Fantasy Movie League, why did I not... I just didn't think John Wick 2 would do as good at the box office as it did. I don't know what I was thinking.
Oh, ye of little faith. I mean, it's the, you know, the it's Matrix
a,
effect.
It's a cool movie. I mean, the first one was. I haven't seen 2 yet. But, like, it's gotten good reviews. I didn't think it would, I don't know. I went double with 50 Shades Darker. And apparently no one wants to see S&M over the over Valentine's Day anymore.
Anymore, like that was a thing. Okay.
I think it did good in the box office before. Oh no. So that set me back. So where am I in the season? I'm falling down to fourth on the season. Nico Collas, I don't think is gonna get caught. He's at 966 million. I'm only like 70 million behind.
Yeah, like a full week?
Pretty much. I mean, last week's were high scores. They're 120 to 130 million.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So, yeah, the box office was way down Super Bowl weekend.
Ah, okay.
And so that kind of slowed everyone down. But, I don't know, we'll see what happens. So, thanks everyone for playing that. Nico Cola, you're killing it. I'm getting you in the spring season, you bastards.
All right, see if I can remember more than one.
You're not ever going to. Hey, I remember to update the board. You can set your friggin' Fantasy Movie League lineup slim.
All right. Let's see how many times.
Anything you've been watching lately?
What did I see? I saw the Harry Potter movie. Is that what it's called? Fantastic Beasts?
With Redmayne?
Yep.
Does Redmayne...
He is a good actor.
Does he go through gender orientation in the movie?
I don't believe so. I didn't watch the opening credits.
That was a different one, I think.
Speaking of opening credits, somebody was telling me that Nocturnal Animals had quite possibly the strangest opening sequence, like, ever.
Interesting.
Yeah, something about... some women dancing provocatively. Maybe not the most attractive women in the world.
Ugh.
But I'll leave that to you.
Huh.
Yeah, I heard it was borderline, yeah, crazy.
Interesting. I did want to see that. Gyllenhaal's, like, off-the-beaten-path movies are, all, like, not Nocturnal Animals, but the other nocturnal one. What was that again? Where he's the Nightcrawler. There it is.
Nightcrawler, yeah.
That was
pretty good. I thought it was pretty good in that.
That was a great movie. So, yeah, those are good. The wife and I, we struggle to find things to watch together, but we're watching Santa Clarita Diet. Have you heard of that?
No.
It's pretty good. It's enjoyable. It's cute. It's silly. You might like it.
Oh, I also saw Passengers.
That was the, oh yeah, the Jennifer Lawrence and Jurassic World movie.
Yeah, it's nominated for music.
Ugh, that means it was a hit.
Then it just means that they spent a lot of money making it, and it needed some kind of recognition for that.
Yeah, the special effects looked cool, but I heard nothing that encouraging about it.
No, I was not overly impressed. I mean, I was entertained, sure.
Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah, I've got nothing else I've really watched recently. I'm going to be watching a lot of movies this weekend. I've got a long weekend. President's Day! Don't have work on Monday! It's going to be awesome.
Okay, national holiday.
Exactly.
Unlike Valentine's Day, right? Not a national holiday?
It should be. Exactly.
Which one do you have more responsibilities for?
Definitely President's Day. I have... Yeah, I have a lot of presidents to take out on dates.
Oh, okay.
Me and Donald.
Yeah, well, I'm about to get, like, the fifth time. So, by the way, I'm, like, maybe 10 minutes from Trump International Golf Course.
Ooh, okay.
Mar-a-Lago, maybe a half hour.
Okay.
What it's doing, what he's doing to, like, the airports and just... the roads down here is unbelievable.
What is he doing?
Well, they have to shut down the airport when he flies in.
Oh.
Yeah. They have to close all roads whenever he's driving by anywhere.
Yeah, that happened once in Durham when I mentioned it on the podcast. Someone went through. I think it was Joe Biden. And he decides to drive through Durham where it's super congested in the triangle right now. And he decides to go through in rush hour, the dick. Shut down the whole interstate. But yes, go on.
Yeah, no, it's a common thing that we have to deal with. Right now, it's they're saying Friday at the airport, there might be a problem.
Oh my.
But we don't even know if there's going to be a problem yet.
So in between causing all this uproar, he still has plenty of time to go fly down to Florida and play golf.
He has currently cost our county, my county, $1.5 million.
Oh, my God.
And apparently they're building a helipad on Mar-a-Lago that can fit Marine One. We don't know who's going to pay for that yet. I bet it's you.
I bet it's Mexico. Wait, no, you. All right, we got to get out of here before people start really getting upset about our rants.
I'm not ranting. I didn't even let my political affiliation known.
I know. We're both registered independents, correct?
Sure. You tell yourself that.
I'm in the Green Party. All right. We got to get out of here. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Slim, it was good to have you back, Slim. I missed you.
You know, you got some pretty good responses from your solo podcast.
That was it was fun to do for, like, once. You know, but I like my fireside chats with you, Slim.
Yeah, I can imagine, 30 minutes by yourself. I don't know how many jokes, like, the next week you just have to repeat the same thing.
Probably, although I went to some weird tangents, so. It was interesting, so.
Something about an inner monologue.
Exactly, with no filter. Yeah, it's tough, isn't it? All right, we got to get out of here. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll be back next week. Slim, have yourself a good weekend. Enjoy the All-Star break. We'll, be all over the comments with your thoughts on the dunk contest and stuff like that. So we'll catch you next week. Until then, have a good All-Star break. And Slim, talk to you next week.
Yeah.